apology. My eye wandered over to the computer screen and noticed that the monitor and noticed that some of the songs I've placed in the queue here to play after this show, because they're Prince songs, are not at least our Prince songs I brought in today or last week are not gonna play. So it may be that way. It may be that after I'm back editing, that it'll sound like more of just my discourse rather than interspersed with music. I apologize for that. Although the song that I have cued to play right after this show, I really wanted to play now. So I have to maybe do the same thing and set it up to play from the external hard drive. So we are now turning to Proudhon. After quite a bit of time, during which we've also had no word on what's going on with the police investigation into the murder of Prince, and there's so many big questions. You know, the police investigation has to be very, very telling, as well as an authentic analysis of the autopsy. So please, any who can, please keep raising those questions. I suppose particularly the folk local in Minnesota who can demand some action. And for all I know, maybe folks have, and it just hasn't reached the New York Times. I apologize if this is all old news. Everybody knows the results but me. Somebody better clue me in, huh? Because otherwise, every week, I'm going to have to remind us of our Waking Up radio show of August 14th, in which 2016, in which we learned that Henry Kissinger himself, as late as 1976, or should I say as early, because this I'm calling the EMF weapon, Nikola Tesla called it particle beam, was used against the was you was I won't say tested. I think it was a form of punishment. Then the USSR used it against the American embassy in Moscow, hurt folk, killed a few, and left a lot of bad feelings, which I guess subsequently got smoothed over, but also left some questions hanging about what happened. And to clean up this mess, although it's 20 years after the fact, Henry Kissinger sent a telegram to Moscow explaining that, in fact, the radiation, the exposure to electromagnetic radio beams, streams, does in fact cause physiological damage and death. And that we all need to be aware of this. Henry, I don't think we are. It's time for a new memo. Memo to the people of the world. We need an update. Is it still not dangerous? Is it being used in Russia, in Germany, in England? I mean, these are the questions mentioned in Margaret Cheney's book on, as to, these were the countries mentioned where folks submitted patents on a particle beam weapon of their own for those countries. So I'm assuming those countries at least have this and are using this weapon against their own citizens. And we desperately need discussion of it. We need an end to it. But even more so, I mean, we need this one day, global general strike. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. Continuing with Proudhon, the juxtaposition between us, frozen in a moment at age 2 or 3, and we, stuck in someone else's dream, century after century, stuck in their story of abandonment and loss, stuck in the lie that there must be a divide within us and without. The outer from the inner derives its magnitude, seeing that in the one is the all, and that in the story of the one is the story of the all, allows us to understand the significance of our dictum, the individual must be the basic unit of political organization in the freedom and in our transition to it. We revere our prophets, who necessarily are prophets of class, because they model this for us, show us what we must do and be to end power forever. So returning now to Proudhon after our long digression into the heart of the malaise, or the misconception, or the moral evil called class. Contemporary illustrations of this truth, that it is an evil, that it is a malaise, or at best a misconception formed at age 2 among the children raised to be the so-called philosopher kings. Illustrations of the truth that this is a monumental evil are too numerous to count. So let's let the glaring insanity of the murder of our great global treasure in our movement to freedom, Prince, out of the fear and the hatred of love on the part of those who lust for rule, stand for all of them. Continuing with Proudhon, quote, he could not submit, and he's speaking about the global humanity, could not submit to the majority without renouncing his will and his reason. That is, without disowning himself, which is impossible, unfortunately not, as Alice has shown us. Continuing, and this isolation, this intellectual egotism, this individuality of opinion lasts until the truth is demonstrated to him by observation and experience. A final illustration will make these facts still clearer. If to the blind, but convergent and harmonious instincts of a swarm of bees should be suddenly added reflection and judgment, the little society could not long exist. In the first place, the bees would not fail to try some new industrial process. For instance, that of making their cells round or square. All sorts of systems and inventions would be tried until long experience aided by geometry should show them that the hexagonal shape is the best. And when I read this, and it's been a while, I forgot this comment, but when I read it, I wrote, someone surely must have written a, without doubt, uncredited children's story about this concept by now. We could call it, if bees overthought like we, class stunted. Continuing with Proudhon, then insurrections would occur. The drones would be told to provide for themselves and the queens to labor. Jealousy would spread among the laborers. Discords would burst forth. Soon, each one would want to produce on his own account. And finally, the hive would be abandoned, and the bees would perish. Evil would be introduced into the honey-producing republic by the power of reflection. The very faculty which ought to constitute its glory. And I had to comment here that I object. I object that it is not the human's earth-given gift of the power to reflect that led to class, but rather child abandonment. But we today have the benefit of John Boswell, who wrote The Abandonment of Children in Western Europe from Late Antiquity through the Renaissance, of John Boswell and Alice Miller, for your own, who wrote For Your Own Good, among other things, to guide our thoughts on this matter of the cycle of contempt, as Alice Miller named it. Continuing, thus, moral evil, or in this case, disorder in society, is naturally explained by our power of reflection. However, I comment, I do like both his giving us the term moral evil, and I hope folks are able to follow this digression within digression within digressions, because one thought led to another. But the notion of, I had to interrupt myself, or I had to interrupt Proudhon. He was about to go on. I wanted to comment on his use and my appreciation of his use of the term moral evil. But it occurred to me, because we had been reading at some length Karl Popper's, and this was fresh in my mind then, Karl Popper's attribution of a notion of benevolence to Plato. And then he went to the trouble of explaining the social context for Plato's concern about the bloodletting and the constant turmoil going on around him among those who want to rule. So Popper wanted to explain the context in which Plato arose, and so it struck me that Pierre-Joseph Proudhon and obviously Alice Miller may be better equipped to explain Plato and what happens to the individual's thought process when exposed to the kind of turbulence and that Alice describes for us that happens to the 2 and 3 year old when they are not respected and when violence is imposed on them, violence and coercion in general.